Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tonight, talking about independence for New Hampshire. It's finally making some mainstream media coverage. I mean, it hasn't exploded yet, but it may very well, you know, at some point. Now, the bill hasn't gotten a bill number. I think once it does, it'll be easier for the mainstream media to refer to. So I think we might see maybe like a holiday season level kind of coverage, maybe over Christmas or something like that. I'm hoping, you know. Yeah, we'll see. I think it's worth talking about. It's definitely going to be a big issue. But we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here to start things out this hour. And then we'll talk about the elderly driving test that may basically disqualify the supermajority of the elderly from driving. But first, to your calls and thoughts, Mark is on the line listening to WGOW in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hello, Mark.
How are you doing tonight, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So this is the thing that I always bring up whenever something, normally hearing this out of Texas, you know, secession from the union. But this is the thing that nobody takes into account. So let's take New Hampshire, for example. 32%, in 2021, 32% of New Hampshire's budget came from federal funds, $2.1 billion.
Okay.
That money goes away when they secede. Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, the money stays in New Hampshire.
Yeah, so we actually pay more money to the feds than we get back. So if we no longer pay the feds, then we'll have more money.
That money stays in the
pot. It just won't have to go through the change of hands.
I mean, we, at worst, we have to increase state taxes to make up for some of the losses, but it will be at a lesser rate because there is more efficiency within the state than there is, you know, within the federal government.
Then the source that I read must have been incorrect. So
the source you read just, you know, was biased.
Giving a half truth.
Yeah.
No, let's forget that. Every military base in the state shuts down, and all those soldiers are redeployed. So Portsmouth goes away.
Portsmouth, the city, doesn't go away just because a military base goes away.
Portsmouth, the city doesn't go away, but the naval base in Portsmouth goes away.
Okay.
And what's wrong with that?
That's wrong.
Okay, new jobs will take over the void.
Right. The problem with your logic is that you assume that the state won't implement its own military. Not that we're advocating for that, but it's certainly something that is not an unlikely outcome.
Yeah, right. But you would have to implement your own military, which means you would have to start implementing. And this is like for any state. Any United States, if a state secedes from the Union, any United States military officer in that state would be withdrawn from that new country.
That's actually not necessarily the case. I mean,
they have Guantanamo Bay, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to understand that people in New Hampshire are not necessarily going to want to leave, New Hampshire if they, you know, I mean, for multiple reasons, you know, they may be preferred to leave the U.S. military as opposed to.
And we're presuming that the U.S. government will shut down those bases, and they may not.
Yeah,
we can have an agreement to have them here, but I don't.
It's more likely that we would be getting paid by the U.S. government
to keep
those military bases, unless they want to spite us. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what happens with most countries. The U.S. government pays most countries to have those military bases there.
It's odd to think that the U.S. government wouldn't have an interest in protecting something that's in the mainland of the rest of the states. You know, something like the United States. Wouldn't care.
I don't either. I'm not interested.
Yeah. I hope that they leave.
What they're interested in doing is killing innocent people all around the planet, and I'm not interested in having those people around here, honestly.
Yep.
But either way, it's going to shake out.
That.
Yeah. Whatever way it shakes out, it shakes out. Let's say it shakes out that they close down the military bases, and let's say it shakes out that New Hampshire's like, you know what, we don't need to spend money on a military, because New Hampshire's a pretty frugal kind of place. We've already got more machine guns per capita than any other of the other 49 states. So we're fairly well-armed here in New Hampshire, and I think we would be just fine, defending ourselves if necessary.
Yeah, and there's some other things to think about, too, is we actually have a super low unemployment rate in the state, not to mention that...
And a super low crime rate, too.
Right.
We never need to use the guns.
Right. If the economy is, in theory, were to sort of... The argument is effectively the economy will collapse if they leave, right?
So the opposite's true. The economy will boom.
He doesn't understand how a free market works. He says, oh, there won't be those jobs if the government leaves. No, the free market can create those jobs in a better, more efficient way.
Yeah, quickly. This is the same argument that people use against AI and robots and things like that, right? When we add new technologies and it displaces workers, usually you end up with higher paying jobs to do things like fix those robots, right? It's the same thing if the U.S. government left the military base, effectively, if New Hampshire left the United States and the military base left, and or if they stayed, we would be making more money because we would no longer be, we'd be able to charge the federal government money rather than us paying the federal government to have the military.
Mark, other thoughts? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, just there's other things to go along with it. Like, there would just have to be a reallocation of budgetary funds because, let's say you have to man that base. You have to pay for that. You have to pay like, instead of the United States interstate being maintained by the federal government, it would have to be maintained by the state government or the new country's government.
So your argument is that we shouldn't secede because it might take a little bit of work? You think that we should just stay in the status quo?
He's saying that we shouldn't secede. He hasn't said that. He's just bringing up objections. And as I understand it, the state governments are the ones who maintain the interstates. There's not like a federal road crew that goes around and does that. They probably send funding.
It's allocated.
Yeah, so we got plenty of roads here in New Hampshire. I think we can handle...
Who are already maintaining them. It's just a matter of changing the budget, maybe increasing state taxes in order to...
I don't think you would even
offset.
Need to. Think about all the extra money that's coming. People would donate.
I mean, you're probably right. You're probably right, but
if that's what it came down to, you could sponsor the roads, right? Like companies could sponsor the roads. It doesn't have to be taxes.
I mean, these
libertarians have written about private roads for decades.
This is the thing. Like, I don't think we're going to be able to do everything overnight, right? Like, I am of the opinion.
But we can secede overnight.
We absolutely can, and that's one thing, right? So we don't necessarily have to privatize all the roads overnight. This is something that we can take a little bit of time on and figure out what the best solution is. It doesn't have to be done the moment that, New Hampshire gains independence. We could just basically increase the taxes, state taxes, continue doing what the federal government did.
We can't.
Because you're still, if you increase state taxes, though, you're still paying less in taxes because you're not paying the federal taxes anymore.
Yeah.
So
I think what we ought to do is just slash the state budget, like get rid of the state police, get rid of as many different stupid government, like the Liquor Commission.
I agree with you.
You could slash.
I just don't think we're going to do it all in one bill.
No, I agree with you there. Mark, other thoughts? Go ahead.
I just thank you for the opportunity to come on.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the thoughts. And these are important objections. These are objections that are going to come up again.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people are going to bring up the military objection. Bad Slave is on the line here in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you, Ian, and Bonnie and
Chris.
Go ahead, Bad Slave. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say that... I agree with open borders, basically, the issue comes up with the people that of the other states or entities that surround us.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be happy with an open border arrangement?
Yeah. I would think that they would want to keep shopping in New Hampshire. So, like, why wouldn't they?
It's what people don't understand is the interdependence we all have on trade, and not, I'm not just talking about within the United States. I'm talking about at the national and international levels. Countries, you know, don't want to shut down with each other because it will negatively impact their trade. It's in both New Hampshire's interest and the federal government and/or surrounding states.
Can you imagine like Massachusetts people who probably have friends and family in New Hampshire voting to close the walls where they could never just drive over the border again? That's crazy.
No, they want to come get cigarettes and alcohol. Thanks for the call tonight, Bad Slave. Appreciate it. And drugs once we leave the United States.
Yeah.
All right, so more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. Come get your shrooms here in New Hampshire.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones, if you want to join us here, number 603-283-6160. In the studio, just read a story about independence, posted one over at nhexit.us. Stories on the brain. In the studio, it's Ian and Chris.
And Bonnie.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, and of course you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Free Talk Live is streaming live over on Odyssey, which is the freedom-oriented video hosting and video streaming service that is somewhat based on the library protocol. You can learn more about library at lbry.com. It's where we've been posting videos for several years now. And it's an uncensorable media sharing protocol. And those are the people that launched Odyssey in 2020 to compete with YouTube, give people an alternative that is not going to censor the things that they create. Head over to video.freetalklive.com. You can follow our Odyssey channel there. You can watch the show live or later on anytime you want at video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Bonnie.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So as you know, I brought up that New Mexico is number one in pedestrian fatalities per capita again. I think it might be like 12 or 13 years in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, so we usually kill about 97 or 93 between there. So for 1.8 million people, that averages out like 3 people for every 10,000 or something. So per capita, we're number one. So,
why do you think New Mexico pedestrians are so bad at getting hit by cars?
Well, you know, one thing is that, for one thing, it's a very uneducated, poorly educated population here, as we know.
They don't know that cars will kill you if they hit you?
Well, the thing about it is that they really don't care if they get hit by a car, because
they grew
drunk?
Up that way. Oh, they're suicidal.
Well, no, it's just that they accept it as a part of life, like getting killed by a drunk driver. They just grow up that way. It's like accepting
an earthquake. That's a weird thing to say, isn't it?
That is such a weird answer.
Most people are sort of interested in life preservation,
yeah,
at least of themselves.
Yeah.
And so, you know, their parents teach them.
Isn't that a horrible endorsement of your public school system? Sarah, don't you think that people losing their own self-preservation is a horrible...
Well, I don't know if that's a school system.
Yeah, it's
thing.
Not even a school
well,
system.
Well, that's what she's claiming. She said it's because of a low education...
Yeah, but it starts in the home. I mean, it was my parents who taught me...
Look both ways.
You look both ways more than once before you go out into the street.
That's you know, something you teach a four-year-old.
She's always claiming that it's because there's drunk driving a lot, but... This could also be the pedestrian's fault. They could be drunk and not paying attention.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yes, of course, pedestrians do make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But when they make a mistake, they're just going to get their... When they get hurt, they get put in the hospital, they get killed. When a car makes a mistake, they kill somebody else. They're running around with a 2-ton weapon. And it's a legal weapon. When they
what
make
do
a
you
mistake,
propose? What do you think should be done about this?
Well, you know, I'm just waiting for the self-driving cars, and I'm just waiting for all the buses to be automated, because they have hard time finding bus drivers. Nobody wants to do the job, because in the wintertime, the homeless people, they throw rocks at them, throw beer cans. They don't want to get off the bus when it's cold.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a big dilemma here. So I just can't. I'm just waiting for the self-driving cars.
Like the issue is actually self-entitled homeless people due to the welfare state that New Mexico is.
Do homeless people get welfare?
Some of them probably do.
Yeah, they're like in and out of shelters.
Okay, I guess
a lot of them do, and there's a lot of homeless people here. That is for sure. And then you know this state, they try to make panhandling like illegal. They're saying that they panhandle in the middle of the street, the medians, and it's a pedestrian safety hazard. But the whole thing about, and then they interact with the cars, they run up to the cars where they hold out money. But our Supreme Court has always backed up the panhandlers, no matter what. They could do it in front of the...
If it's public property, they should be allowed to be there. But if it's private property, then you have the right to have them removed.
I wonder if there's a correlation between drug use, especially certain types of drugs, probably, and the death rate as far as, like, people, you know, getting run over and things like that. Because, I mean, I would think you're... typical person in the street that's not on drugs is not going to be, you know, running across the street without looking, which I think is the main
cause. Well, according to Sarah, and she's from there, the people just don't care if they live or die.
I mean, but is that not, like, that seems like somebody who might be on drugs, right? Like,
well, here's the thing, is that that's my whole point of this, is that the lack of education, people, like, if I was a pedestrian, like, lost my family member, other states, like people in New Hampshire, they will sue the driver, the insurance company, the city or the county property or the state property. They will go after them. That's what the Californians do. I mean, they were really to get run over by a Rolls Royce or something. They could sue and get money. Over here, they're so disorganized. All the pedestrians, they have no organization. They have no committee. They don't have any group.
There's a pedestrian organization in other states.
If these people don't care if they live or die, and then you give them an incentive to get hit by a car and sue, I think that you might see pedestrian death rates go up.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It almost sounded like, and I want to get some, you know, move on, but it almost sounded like she was saying that automated cars should be mandatory.
Yeah, but how would that even solve the problem?
I have no idea.
I guess she trusts software more than she trusts people behind the wheel.
Here's the thing. I mean, okay, so the car is automated, right?
Even though people make software.
If somebody runs out in front of you, whether you're driving or it's automated, it doesn't necessarily mean that the automated car is
going to
stop in time, right? Like, yeah. There's certain physics
right. There's a mathematical
here, right?
Like formula as far as the speed you're going, how much notice you have to before your car can stop.
Really, her call just convinced me that it's the pedestrian's fault. Like, oh, there's homeless people that run out in front of cars.
The driver may be liable, but they didn't necessarily. It doesn't necessarily mean they could have prevented it, or it's their fault that, you know, somebody
got. Well, if it's not their fault, they're not liable.
Well, it depends on the state.
Really?
Yeah, and age. Like if you run over a 3-year-old, you're like liable no matter what. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it was your fault or not.
Because a 3-year-old can't decide, this is a good job time to do it.
You would be like the liability of, I don't know, the caregiver?
Yeah, the parent,
not
true.
You, but yeah, at least that's the case
the
in like a lot of states like New Jersey and I don't know what others, but yeah, definitely. I remember that in a law class.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Actually, it's a good segue into the story you wanted to discuss, Chris, which we'll get into coming up here in moments. We're going to actually go over to Korea for your story. South Korea, not North Korea, because you don't really ever get any news. It's not from the government's news agency in North Korea. So, and really, there aren't that many drivers in North Korea either, so there's really... almost no one on the road.
Yeah,
there.
Only the elite have cars.
Yeah, the military and the elite. That's about it.
The military doesn't even have cars. They're actually using horses military in North Korea, from my understanding. But they have a large military, too.
So that is on the way. What's going on in South Korea with elderly drivers? Are they going to have their ability to drive taken away by the new driver's test? And it sounds like it. We'll tell you what this test is going to be all about. Coming up, and your calls and thoughts are welcome as well here on Free Talk Live. This is a...
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The parents of the accused Oxford, Michigan high school shooter missed their arraignment, and a manhunt is now on. Michigan prosecutors filed manslaughter charges, saying that Ethan Crumley's parents acted with negligence.
Gun ownership is a right, and with that right comes great responsibility.
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald said the parents had been told about worrisome conduct by their son. She said Crumley's mother sent her son a text message that said, "You have to learn not to get caught." Police are now trying to locate the Crumleys, even though their attorneys say they will still come to an arraignment. There are now at least 23 cases of the Omicron variant in 10 different states. Scientists in South Africa now say evidence is suggesting that the variant can overcome the immunity protection even more than the Delta variant. This is USA Radio News. President Biden signed a short-term government funding bill, avoiding the threat of a federal shutdown. The Senate passed the continuing resolution by a vote of 69-28, which will fund the government through February 18th. The House passed the same measure earlier on Thursday. The House and Senate Appropriation Committees brokered the deal, although some conservative lawmakers challenged it as a protest against Biden's vaccine mandate for federal and some private workers. While some GOP lawmakers, like Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, wanted a government shutdown to oppose the mandate and other COVID-19 rules, others ushered in a vote on an amendment defunding Biden's effort. The amendment, however, failed mostly on party lines. The new funding will keep the government open and authorize $7 billion to help settle evacuees who were part of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Joining you tonight, Ian here. And Chris.
And Bonnie.
Coming up, we'll give you a nobody quote of the day. That's a new feature that Bonnie has been putting together for us. She's been selecting various different quotes from nobody in the past. Our co-host, nobody who's banned from being on the show, sadly, thanks to the federal government and their bail restrictions in the Crypto 6 case, which you can learn more about over at thecrypto6.com, where our studios were raided and several other locations simultaneously here in New Hampshire earlier this year, back in March, actually. Thecrypto6.com. We'll get to nobody's quote coming up here, but we're also going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Plus, South Korea's new driving rules for old people. We'll get into that. But first, Richard is on the line in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to follow up on older people driving. I had a father that thought he could drive his car up till he was about 86, 88 years old. Mm-hmm. He had diminished eyesight. He had diminished hearing. And thank goodness he didn't get in any accidents because he thought he was a race car driver, too, and my sister talked to the driver's license examiner when he went down to take his driving test, and she told the driver's examiner about my father and told the driver's examiner to fail him.
Wow.
Because he was definitely a menace on the highways. And with Albuquerque, New Mexico drivers, both pedestrians and drivers need to pay more attention. I see almost every day people that are driving, talking on their cell phones, they're texting. I've been getting close to it, being hit several times.
Yeah, I've seen it too, Richard, and it is disturbing. We have a window here in front of the studio, and there's a stop sign out there. I mean, it's not a major highway or anything like that. We're in a neighborhood, but I see people on their cell phones all the time, and the fact that there's a law against it doesn't make a damn bit of difference. In fact, if anything, it makes it more dangerous because the person who's on their phone, and thank you, Richard, for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. The person who's on the phone who wants to send a text message, you know, it's a bad idea, right? But they do it. And so now they're going to hide the phone.
Yeah, make it right? more difficult to
not be looking towards the road at all because it's on their lap.
Exactly. So it used to be, before they made it illegal, you could just hold the phone up at the steering wheel level, and at least then you'd still have some peripheral vision.
Right.
It's still not a good plan, but it's still way worse to have the phone in your lap below the the level of the dashboard, and then you have to the person's looking downward. That's just a bad plan. I see it all the time.
Sarah's explanation that basically she was saying that people are too stupid in New Hampshire, in New Mexico, to not get hit by cars was starting to sway me into maybe it's the pedestrian's fault, but I forgot. I have driven through New Mexico a lot, and it's the worst driving of any state.
Really? They're just that bad?
Yes, I definitely think so.
I feel like
so.
Tennessee and, was it North Carolina? They're pretty bad, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think Tennessee was, like, super bad. But oh, my gosh. The thing about New Mexico is actually, the caller really reminded me, Richard, they're just really slow and not paying attention to anyone else. They'll be in the right lane just really freaking slow. You're going to piss people off. And just, like, it's just, the main thing is that they're slow. And they've got nowhere to be.
Yeah, if you're not paying attention, then that's definitely not going to.
Not paying attention, going into the lanes.
So let's talk about the elderly drivers in South Korea. Apparently, there's some new program, Chris, that you wanted to talk about here tonight that may actually disqualify the bulk of elderly drivers from being able to drive.
That's what it sounds like.
Now, if that's the intention or not, that's going to be the question here. What's going on?
It sounds like the most crazy story. And if you ever wanted a means of disqualifying all elderly drivers without actually having a law in the books that kind of just outright does it.
Because that would be discrimination.
Right. This is the way to do it. South Korea will use a VR to determine if the elderly can keep driving. And this is from, I think this is the TNW News.
Okay.
Let's see here. The Korean National Police Agency is pushing for the implementation of conditional licenses for elderly drivers by 2025. That in and of itself is, well, boring. But the real story is about how they'll determine who gets to keep their license. The answer, virtual reality. As of Monday, a 3-year research project has been introduced, which will employ VR tech to assess whether drivers aged 65 years and older can remain behind the wheel. I just want to say, like, I don't know, have any of you guys used VR?
Because actually, yes,
I have, and it's like tricky. It can be tricky, especially if you've never used it before.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you're older, and even if you're not, if you're young, often it'll cause things like headaches and or vomiting and other things.
Vertigo or whatever.
Right, in different types of people. So even if you're not older, can you imagine trying to take a driver's test while having to barf?
To puke.
Yeah.
It can't
be
exactly like driving.
Of course not.
And sure, it's not. And the question is, would it even test the
the things necessary for you to drive in the first place, right? Like,
now, just to
it's a very different experience.
Were you saying that this would only apply to the elderly, or that all drivers will have to take the VR test?
No, this is specifically to 65 years and older.
Huh.
So there, that's why I'm like, is this just an intent? Is the intent? Is the actual intent of
to get them to fail?
Yeah, is to get people to fail in order to get elderly drivers off the road, but without being like sort of discriminatory. I mean, it kind of is discriminatory because you're only making 65-year-olds and older people take the test anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they said that it was a 3-year research project. Maybe they researched and realized old people can't play video games.
The research hasn't happened yet. That's what they're going to do. That's what I think it's proposing to do.
Wait, is this a research project or a mandate that all elderly people in South Korea take the VR test?
No, I think they're advocating for it, and then there's going to be a 3-year research project. The research project apparently has already been introduced, it sounds like. There's a budget for it. The program's total budget is expected to reach approximately $3 million. So, yeah. Let's see. Contrary to other countries around the world, South Korea has no strict regulations regarding the driving licenses of seniors unless they test positive for dementia. Currently, yeah, I mean, okay, so wouldn't the better answer be to, like, just have them take, like, a normal road test as opposed to...
Yeah, why go with the VR? I mean, I think you're onto something here because the elderly are just not good with video games.
Okay? Yeah.
And there's more than one reason for this. The number one reason, I think, is because they just weren't, you know, for the most part, they didn't grow up with them. You know, video games have only been around for the last 40 years, roughly.
I mean, yeah, the people who are becoming elderly, like retirement age around 65, they're probably like the first generation of people who even had access to video games.
Some of them did. So, yeah, that's true. They would have been in their 40s or whatever when games came out. But
my dad, he cannot play Pac-Man with, if you try to get an app on a computer and use the arrow keys, my dad gets so mad because he can't play Pac-Man. And if you give him a joystick, he's like the best Pac-Man player I've ever seen. So
oh, really?
It depends on the type of thing, well, you know, like elderly. He's not going to be good at doing a VR though. He's just going to be like, man, this crap is frustrating.
Your dad would have been a teenager in the 80s, which would have put him squarely in the arcades.
Yeah, so exactly. That's why.
Elderly, I'm talking about people who would have been.
I know, but
in
I was
40s.
Just giving an example. Like I can just do the finger or the arrow keys so well and
you're
not the joystick.
You changed the system
because
on
I grew up with it. Yeah.
Right. All right. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I'm saying these people, a lot of them, they didn't play video games in the 80s, the 90s, the aughts, or at any point in their lives. And just, you throw a VR set on them and expect they're going to be able to drive a car in that? Ain't going to happen.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the final segment of this episode. Missed out on calling in tonight? Well, you can still get your call in right now at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, we're on every single night, so you can tune in Saturday, Sunday night. We're on live all 7 nights a week. It's Ian, Chris, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. Don't forget to check out Chris on his show, Freedom Decrypted. It's a weekly tech show that happens Saturday evenings, Eastern Time, starts at about 5 o'clock, so don't miss him over at freedomdecrypted.com. And what do you got coming up tomorrow on your show, do you know, at this point?
Geez, I'm trying to think what we've got. We got lots of tech stuff, for sure.
Of course.
I can't
remember something. Did you get a co-host?
Yeah, at the moment it's kind of on and off again, so it kind of just depends.
Sometimes it's just you, sometimes
it's just me.
I heard Stone on, he's pretty good.
Yep, L. Stone is co-hosted, cool. He's very haphazard, so it's, yeah, but, yeah.
Check him out, freedomdecrypted.com, tech-oriented, liberty-friendly, great show on weekends, Saturdays at 5-ish over at Freedom Decrypted.
And there are archives, so you don't actually have to go and
watch live.
Yeah.
There's a podcast, audio version, and video, of course, anytime you want it at freedomdecrypted.com. Before we go on with the story about the elderly and the driving, I want to make sure we don't miss the nobody quote of the day here. Thanks to Bonnie for searching out some old nobody quotes from various different nobody content, some of it released, some of it unreleased. Here is one of them. Quote, "We don't have to live our lives on blood money."
Absolutely.
What did he mean by that?
He means that the dollar is funded by war, so it's necessarily blood money. And people think, oh, there's just no other way to have money but to go through using the dollar. And, nope, there's other ways.
There sure are, and I know that nobody is a big fan of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash, for instance. If he were here right now, I'm sure he'd be talking all about how cryptocurrency is the way to empower yourself as an individual and get away from that blood money, to get away from that government money. And, of course, we're huge fans of that here on Free Talk Live, and that's probably why we were raided by the federal government earlier this year in their Crypto 6 attacks on freedom, and that is why nobody is not in the studio with us.
And why they don't want him talking.
Correct.
Yeah, you can't talk pro-freedom on 200 stations and expect to get raided by the FBI.
So kudos, Bonnie. Thanks for taking the time to pull those quotes. We're going to continue them as long as you're willing to continue providing them. And if you want more nobody, I guess the best way to get him is in the past. You can pull up old episodes of Free Talk Live over on our SoundCloud page.
That's right. He's still banned from any kind of media.
From media.
Yeah, from any media.
I mean, the ban on him did not specifically say he couldn't blog, but I bet that they would interpret it later on that he can't blog.
It's so broad. It seems broad. The bail conditions and these restrictions.
Probably better safe than sorry in that case.
But. Yeah, I mean, this is how they try and step you up. They try and make people. It's and a lot of times people are actually like, they're not in a good position to follow rules as it is. But when you make those rules so broad and unclear, and you don't even know all the rules because they're so lengthy, because there's another set of rules you don't even know about, and they're not in the bail condition or what, that kind of thing. It's like, how do you follow them? And
it's
hard. You can't,
Yep. So we're talking about South Korea. They've got some sort of VR system that they're going to subject only people over the age of 65 to renew their driver's license.
Yeah, and this is kind of speculation. We were speculating on this earlier, that it may be in an effort to simply basically take away driver's licenses of elderly people through a roundabout way because they don't want to make it look like it's too discriminatory.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, even young people, have issues with VR headsets and, throwing up and things of that nature because
there's just some
natural
people who can't do it.
Right, right.
Do they have, an overpopulation problem in their cities?
Well, that's what the story actually gets into.
Oh, because then they might be actually wanting to get more people off the road because there's just too many cars for cops to chase.
Not exactly overpopulation, but overpopulation of elderly people. So the population is aging.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's see.
Is that because people aren't having children in South Korea like they are in Japan?
Yeah, it's the same type of thing.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just a Japan thing.
Yep. No. It's.
Well, let's get into it.
Yeah. I think it's. I don't even know. There's a lot of Asia and Europe as well. And a lot of the world. Yeah, a lot of the world is actually that's the situation. We're not like. Maybe not India and maybe Africa, but not South America, but certainly Asia, a lot of Asia, a lot of North America, a lot of Europe. Yeah, definitely.
Never heard that about United States. And honestly, my friend sent me a video of a BTS concert recently. It's the most popular Korean band, and there was more people than I've ever seen in a video in this picture, and it just made me think that we're overpopulated with young people.
Yeah,
70,000 people. Screaming for this band, BTS. Sorry.
I want to say. Well, how many people do you have in your family, and then how many people did your parents have in their family? That usually works pretty well. But I don't know if that's the case for you.
Your parents have six kids.
Yeah, that's
why I have an adopted one. I think.
I think they have eight.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but I don't know about you, but my parents, for example, had three kids, and my parents on my mom's side, I think they had nine.
Hmm.
So something like that, eight, nine, something like that. It was a lot, basically. And so just if you look at the past the United States, and you can kind of see that the population is falling. I don't know if it's quite as bad as. I don't think it's quite as bad as Europe, but it's definitely more people are getting older and there's fewer kids being produced. So.
Interesting, yeah. Apparently, in 2020, the U.S. birth rate fell by 4%, but that could have been because of COVID.
COVID, yeah. People can't go out and go on dates.
Yeah, but it was falling before that. Yeah, so it's been falling for decade after decade after decade. So
yeah, the U.S. birth rate began dropping years before the pandemic, according to PBS.org.
I don't see how it could really be a problem, though, in the United States. There's just so many people. When I went to visit San Antonio in September, I felt like there was more people than even when I lived there in January. It just constantly grows.
Yeah, it could definitely become an economic problem with a population getting older and nobody to fill the jobs. I mean, you kind of have an imbalance in the economy. Everything goes sky high in terms of prices, and it's like, how do you deal with that? And honestly, there is a solution to this problem, actually. Open the border.
Yes, because what Japan has been having to do.
Right, actually. Right. But nobody wants to open the border, so because, you know, unfortunately, people are racist and bigoted and everything. But
it's an interesting story in Japan, where people have been not having children, they have not been reproducing. They don't even have relationships in a lot of cases. Like it's a very insular kind of society amongst young people. They're more likely to kind of keep to themselves. And I think you're right, Chris. You're starting to see some of that in the United States with now people just being online so much, not even meeting in real life. And I think it's going to be even more dramatic over time. But what happened was, because people aren't having babies in Japan, and it's probably one of the most extreme examples of this on the planet at the moment, from what I understand. It's exactly what you're saying. The old people are getting older, and there's no young people to replace them when they, you know, retire, basically. And so, like, literally in, like, elderly nursing homes, there's not enough people to take care of the elderly.
I just don't see how this can be a problem for long, because basically, like, society will just scale. Like, they'll only have, like, they'll have a smaller set of jobs that need to be filled.
But there aren't enough people to fill the jobs. I mean, that's the thing.
I mean, maybe eventually, but
it will scale, is what I'm saying. It's not like it has to stay the same amount of, it doesn't have to stay the same amount of jobs available.
Well, I mean, after the old people die off, then it might.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that there's going to be decades, right, before the old people, that when there was baby booms, effectively, before they die off. And in that time, there's going to be much more healthcare. You're going to need more healthcare workers. You're going to need more people.
And they don't have it.
Yeah, it's not like you know, people who are older, they don't buy as much, I think, if I'm not mistaken. They buy less economically, but they still buy stuff, right? So you need
there's
to
money,
have,
but there's no one to like service.
Right. So the cost of, you know, the wages are going to have to go sky high in order to compensate. But then that also causes problems, because then young people can't afford to do things like buy houses, and like, I mean, there's just all sorts of problems with
So yeah, there have been proposals about loosening immigration requirements, because Japan has always been this very insular culture where they haven't wanted to let a lot of people immigrate into Japan, and now they have to.
Yeah, basically. And honestly, like, we're already seeing some of these problems, in part probably because of, like, because of the government's response to COVID, but, like, there are ways to solve some of the problems of us not having enough employees, you know, working at McDonald's, well, that's one solution, but the other solution is open the border, you know, let people come here. If we've got jobs, I don't see a problem with, you know, letting
if you don't let them come here, they're going to go to Japan.
Yeah. I mean, and again, if it hurts our economy, it hurts us all. And if it hurts us all, why would we want to hurt ourselves?
We're out of time for tonight. Don't forget Chris over at freedomdecrypted.com. And more Free Talk Live, same time, same place, tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion-dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.